Good morning, A-Town. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE Law Firm. Happen to get the second date, we'll hook you up with $100. Who's on the phone this morning?
What's going on, man? It's Jimmy.
All right, Jimmy, how can we help you, bro?
Man, check this out. I need to get my girl on the phone. You know what I'm saying? We're going through some times. She prayed with my kid over there.
She's not answering the phone for you? So what did
you do? She's trying to get me to go against something I totally do not agree with.
All right, well, I mean, if you don't want to tell us, she probably will if we can get on the phone. Now, check it, Jimmy. We'll try to get on the phone. What's her name?
Her name is Lindsay.
Lindsay. She a white girl?
Yeah. Nah, she a sister.
Okay, her name. No.
Probably went to Mays.
All right, we're going to get on the phone. Don't say nothing,
man.
Y'all
wild, man. We're going to try. On the phone, man.
We're going to, hey, listen, you hear me? We're going to cue you when to come in, okay?
All right. I'm in my phone.
All right.
You know what, y'all? I'm tired of them calling up here, setting us up for the okie doke, not telling us what they did. Then
because he know what he done.
Yeah, he know what he did. Sitting here with a girl named Lindsay. Don't sound like she could do no wrong.
But you can't say it's personal and then call up here.
Hello.
Good morning. I speak with Lindsay, please.
May I ask who's calling?
Lindsay, how you doing, sweetheart?
I'm good. Who is this?
It's Young Jock, Mo Quick, and Shouter, man. Right here on the Streets Morning Takeover on Streets 94.5. Yes. We got a segment on our show, Lindsay, called Second Date Update.
Okay.
Basically, a gentleman called up here saying he needed you to respond to his phone call.
Not only a gentleman, he said he is your man. Do you have a man?
Jimmy.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. He called and said what? What did he call and say, though?
He said you trying to get him to do something that he totally against.
I'm trying to get him to get some money. He brought me out here from L.A.
Uh-huh.
To Conyers. And we had a little bit of money. We had these big dreams, big plans of what we was going to do. We get out here. The money's gone. I'm now pregnant. And he won't take the opportunity that has been presented that could change our lives. So I have nothing to say to him because it's like you trying to keep us stagnant for what?
What's the opportunity? I'm curious.
Well, he's a videographer. He does music videos, commercials, events, and things and such like that. And someone hit him with the opportunity to shoot pornography. Now, not necessarily straight pornography, which is where his reservations are coming in, because it's gay porn. They want him to shoot gay porn.
Oh.
But it's 60 bands.
Okay, so they want him to come out and DP a gay porn.
Yes. Not be in it, not star in it. It's guy on guy.
They don't have no other cameraman that they could just get out there, way out there in Vegas. Why would they bring him for that kind of money?
Well, it's deeper than him just being the cameraman. He would be over the entire production because he's so good at what he does. They want him to lead the production, do most of the directing, and, you know, they want him really hands-on with this because he's so good at what he does.
And what's his reason for not doing it?
I mean, I guess because it's gay porn, but I can't care when I got a whole baby that's on the way and no money.
But you being pregnant, you don't mind him going to Vegas to shoot some guys having sex?
I sure don't. I absolutely do not. Mm. I wouldn't care if it was two girls. I wouldn't care if it's a girl and a guy. Just get the money and don't forget the money.
But I can get it, though. I mean, if that's not something he into, that ain't his world. Just being subjected to two dudes naked, really humping on each other, I can see why he wouldn't want to be involved. But what we didn't tell you, Lindsay, is we got Jimmy on the phone. Jimmy. Jimmy, you there?
Hey, man.
Hey,
what's going on?
You ain't tell us they want you to shoot it up.
That's what I was trying to tell you before. I really didn't want to tell nobody. That's my, listen, I don't want to put any light on that lifestyle. I'm not against it. I'm not against those people. But I don't want to be subject to be in that role while it's going on. That's too much for me.
Okay, Jimmy, we could put directed by anonymous. That. Directed and shot by anonymous. Don't nobody got to know it's you.
It has nothing about people knowing it's me. It's about me doing it.
You just don't want to be involved.
You know what's going on. You know what I got
to
do.
Okay, so you want us to be broke, and I'm about to have this baby.
That's what Jimmy, I would not do.
Can I ask you a question, Jimmy?
I'm not going to sell myself short. No, it's a better way we can do it, baby.
So, Jimmy.
So you got other offers for 60 bands right now?
You know I haven't got any kind of offers.
And how long you got to be out there to make these $60,000?
90 days.
90 days?
3 months?
Yeah.
How far along are you pregnant, Lizzie?
I'm 6 months pregnant.
Boy, you tripping. Boy, you'll come home and have 60 bands just in time for to have that baby.
That's
if she 6 months, in 3 months, she'll be 9 months having that baby.
Start out a question. Would you do it?
Huh?
How about I just get y'all the contract?
Hey, let me ask you a question. If you ain't got nothing else on the table right now that's going to fill up your bank account like that, and you about to have a brand new baby, and you like done brought this lady from a whole nother side of the country.
Right.
I mean,
man, listen, let me tell you something. That ain't happening, man. I'm about to hang up the phone, man. You know what I'm saying?
Brother.
If that's what you feel like you had to do.
That's all you do is just run. That's the whole point. That's the whole point.
It's two men having sex. That's not what I'm not here. I ain't signed up for that.
So are you working currently in Atlanta, brother?
Man, Atlanta is slow. It's hard for us to get the big gigs. You got to go through so many loopholes. That's producers and black directors out here.
But you got a big kid, so that could lead to others.
I know we can pay our bills up. I know we can make investments. I know we can clean our credit up. I know what's going on. But I also know that there could be a better way to do it.
But you don't have the better way.
Yeah, we don't. We don't have the better way.
You don't know
last
the better way.
So we're not going to jump on anything to compromise our family or our integrity. My son is not going to have nobody saying, oh, you dare shoot gay porn. It's not going to happen.
My son ain't finna run from no money. Period.
Well, you know what?
I feel like I'm making a bad decision then.
Hey, let me just ask you a question, Jimmy. Can you see fit to come on back home, man, and quit putting Lizzie through all this, man?
He ain't about to come home broke.
Well,
you
told us to call him.
I can come home. She don't want me to come home. So I take this gay-ass kid.
Oh, she don't want to let you come home.
Not if you coming home broke.
Liz, you ain't said like that. So are you going to let him come back home, Liz, with the gig or not?
No, I got to think about my son. And wow.
I'll be back home. She start tripping.
This
now.
money
you'll
is
get over,
the
you'll
most
get over,
important
figure
thing.
Out just like
I'm
you do
nesting
anything else.
Right now, and all I'm worried about is my son being straight. Period. Bruh,
you better go and get up under them balls and shoot that thing, man.
Well, listen, bro. Apparently, it don't look like your girl gonna let you back in the house until you get a job, man. So, on behalf of 1-800-INJURE-THE-BETHUNE Law Firm, you would not be getting this $100. Atlanta, y'all call us up. Let's talk about the second date update. 404-352-0945.
Lindsay.
What?
Man, come on, man. Start wigging, man.
Over with.
Bro, this Atlanta. Ain't nobody gonna judge you, man.